It's Monday, March 1st, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. The Washoe County School District recently released data showing nearly 40% of high school students are failing at least one subject, and almost a quarter are failing in two. Superintendent Kristen McNeil said on Friday that a significant number of students are failing even more than two classes.
14% of our students were failing three courses or more. And that's not easy to take. If a family feels that their student is struggling, I urge that family to get connected with the school, to give the school a call. Our schools are working so hard on making sure that our students have every resource that they need to finish out this school year strong.
Sessions will be offered during spring break to help these students, and an intensive summer school session is in the works. Also, the number of students missing 18 days or more of school, known as chronic absenteeism, has tripled district-wide from the previous year. Pacific Islander, Black, Hispanic, and American Indian students are experiencing much higher rates of chronic absenteeism than their white counterparts. More than 260 Nevadans contracted the coronavirus yesterday, but no one died from the virus statewide, and the statewide test positivity rate continues to decline. After falling below 10% 9 days ago, the rate dropped further, coming in at 7.6% Sunday. More than 293,000 people have tested positive for the virus since the pandemic began, and 15 more Nevadans died Saturday. In Washoe County, there has been an average of 41 daily cases over the last 2 weeks, and there have been no new deaths over the last 4 days. Nevada officials said the Department of Corrections has been incorrectly reporting COVID-19 cases in facilities because of data entry errors. The prison system and the Department of Health and Human Services released a joint statement Friday saying errors were found in data posted to the state coronavirus dashboard. Records obtained by the Las Vegas Review-Journal said the errors caused cumulative case counts among prisoners and staff to drop by 268 since last week. The health department said the issue resulted in duplicate entries and the inclusion of negative test results as positive cases. Airport officials are estimating that renaming McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas after former U.S. Senator Harry Reid of Nevada will cost between $5 and $7 million. McCarran spokesman Chris Jones said the estimate is preliminary, but it's more than the estimated $2 million cost that was floated by officials. Jones told the Las Vegas Review-Journal that the $2 million estimate was based off a smaller-scale name change proposed years ago. The Clark County Commission voted last month to rename the airport to Harry Reid International Airport. The commission's vote calls for the name change to be paid for entirely with private donations. The Biden administration has promised tribal nations a voice in the federal government. Some in our region hope that extends to the management of national parks. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports.
Multiple federal laws require that tribes have access to their sacred sites and a voice in how they're cared for, including those managed under the National Park Service. But there's no standard for how those laws should be enforced.
I would argue that they haven't been enforced in the past.
Julia Bernal heads up the Pueblo Action Alliance, which advocates for communities with ancestral ties to Bears Ears, Chaco Canyon, and other federally managed sites. She says Biden's promise to consult tribes on the management of these sites isn't enough.
Tribes don't want any more listening sessions. I think we're beyond the point of this idea of consultation. We're at the point of prior and informed tribal consent.
Bernal says that should include the ability to veto development projects. Across our region, many tribal leaders are on the same page. The Navajo and Blackfeet nations are among those that have sought authority over nearby national parks during the pandemic. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.
And members of a Northern Nevada tribe play a supporting role in a new music video by rock star Peter Gabriel. Drummers and dancers from the Pyramid Lake Paiute tribe north of Reno are among more than two dozen artists worldwide who appear in the video remake of Biko. Gabriel first recorded it as a tribute to South African anti-apartheid activist Steve Biko. Tribal chairwoman Janet Davis told the Reno Gazette-Journal it was an honor to be part of the project. She says there's a new awareness today of the same sort of racism that has oppressed people for centuries. Those are your morning news headlines for Monday, March 1st. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.